This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
He aligns himself with the truth. And it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Yeah, people always ask me, who are you working for? Who's behind you? I've had intelligence agency people, even from foreign governments, that wanted to come visit us. And sure, I was polite and met with them years ago. I've had our own government come and visit with me, and I've met with them. And I've had, you know, like police chiefs and stuff come in, and they're just like, you're not the only guy doing this, are you? You know, you got to have something else that's behind this. And no, it's called resistance. It's called history. It's called will. It's called an incredible audience that aren't just spectators, but are in the arena. The Patriots. You go to a Trump rally of every race, color, creed, go-getters, not a piece of trash on the ground. Everybody polite, nice, smart, informed. You go look at a Hillary event, it looks like the living dead and just crazy people protesting and attacking, just all fighting with each other. It just shows what we're up against is easily defeated if we just decide to take action against it. There are a lot of folks smarter than I am. And I built the InfoWar in 21 years, and it's now changing the world because of you. Now, Julian Assange, very powerful interview he did with the New York Times, where he just drops bombshell after bombshell. First, he talks about demographics in Russia. Then he gets into Hillary, who wants to put the press's neck in a noose. And that's the point I'm at. I mean, everybody knows this. I mean, the creator of Dilbert endorsed Hillary because he was getting death threats. We have now entered this authoritarian crucible, and I'm not backing down. Here is part of Julian Assange's most powerful interview yet.
What we are drawing attention to is the amazing transformation of Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party into being the National Security Party and the National Security candidate by whipping up a neo-McCarthyist hysteria about Russia. Any serious analyst understands that China and the United States are the only real games in town. China has 10 times the population of Russia, 7 times the GDP. Russia has the GDP of Italy. It's interesting in that it wants to be, you know, that it makes provocative statements and so on. It's interesting, and of course, within its own neck of the woods, countries in between Russia and China, Caucasus and so on. Of course, Russia is very significant to them. But on the world stage, Russia is a bit player. Now, that attempted reframing by Hillary Clinton to declare media organizations that are publishing material that shows illicit behavior in the DNC to fix the election for her as somehow us being Russian agents. Similar criticism has emerged from people connected to her campaign to The Intercept, where Glenn Greenwald works. Her campaign has effectively called, and maybe even directly called, Donald Trump, the opposition leader in this case, a Russian agent. Jill Stein, the Greens Party candidate, effectively the fourth candidate in terms of numbers, being called a Russian agent. This is a neo-McCarthyist hysteria. What kind of press environment is this going to lead to post-election? The American press, in the American liberal press, in falling over themselves to defend Hillary Clinton, are erecting a demon that is going to put nooses around everyone's necks as soon as she wins the election, which he is almost certainly going to do.
You know, people would ask me if I liked Assange going back 8-9 years ago, and I said, yeah, I see no fault in him. And they go, oh, he's a, you know, left-wing, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, we'll see when Democrats get in what he does. And then if he goes after them when they're bad, he knows he's a hero. He's a hero. And I've never, that is pure veritas what you heard. The press climate. They are coming after the press like never before. This is the stuff that dictatorships and authoritarian regimes are made of. We're in danger.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
But I'm here to remind you of who we are. We're the sons and daughters of abolitionists. Men and women who gave their lives to fight against slavery. But make no mistake about it, slavery has returned. And she is more vicious than ever before. Because this time she is colorblind. 31%. 31% of white Americans are welfare recipients. 33% of black Americans have fallen for the same rules, and 28% of the Latino community has believed the lie that the government can take care of you from the cradle to the grave. All the while losing their humanity. So when Trump talks about the lies that the Democrat Party has told and the failed policies, both in economics, education, and crime. Your heart should be stirred with passion and strength to do something about it.
That is R.W. Bray, and out of all the clips from the Austin event that we were obviously there covering, that clip, I thought last week, was the most powerful, and his words are true, they're strong, but it isn't even the eloquence, it's the force behind it. The way you delivered it was so heartfelt that I talking to folks that were there, and my reporters, they said that it really, the energy in the room was so strong during that. And this declaration, basically like Moses saying, we're going to come out of this thing. And then I started just thinking back about being in a Republican family growing up, and I never heard anything racist. In fact, I heard about bad things that people done, how we had to build a free market economy to bring everybody up. And then I would run into Democrats as I grew up, and they would be so racist. And I was like, but the TV says it's the Democrats that are the anti-racist. And it's just, and it wasn't until I was like even 30. I've been on the air years before I even started even figuring it out, because the deception is so total. I can't blame some of the Democrats and people that still buy into this, because I'm a pretty smart guy, and I was fooled. So I now once you're awake, you're like, what's wrong with these idiots? But it's just people don't know history, mm-hmm. and those that don't know history, I'm going to repeat it. R.W. Bray, I'm going to go over his amazing his military career and all the things he's done, and he's the engagement director of the Republican Party of Texas. I'm not going to go over it all. rwbray.com, texasgop.org. And let's be clear. I always want to be clear. I'm not lionizing the Republican Party. It's done a lot of horrible stuff, and it's certainly been involved. But that's different people. But the point is, it's not the party that they've been saying it is. Now, I've invited you here, and I'm ranting. You drove here from Houston. I want to get into this with you, and I want to give you the floor. The reason I'm so honored you just said you'd come in to see us instead of just on the phone is because I want to, you know, give folks not just 5 minutes of your speech, but people to really let you take over if you want and kind of give us a sermon on your life, your development, what took you to this point. Because I think all of us are going through this process, but how do we accelerate that in others that haven't? Thank you so much, sir.
No, thank you for having me.
Really appreciate you coming in. So take over.
First, let me tell you that my wife adores you. She's a new fan ever since you all reached out. She had never really saw it. She started reaching out looking more at your clips, and she thinks that you're phenomenal.
Well, I'm humbled. Thank you.
Thank you. I don't know. I think the story kind of is very simple. The speech actually was from my heart. I think that's the only way to be able to express from a black lens the importance of us adopting Republicanism. And for me, I'm actually I'm from Louisiana originally. Consider myself a person who I evacuated from Katrina. I was in the Guard at the time, so I after evacuating, I had to run back, actually. I was called up to serve. I was given the order to find 10 families in Houston who had evacuated with me and bring them back, even though I was in Baton Rouge. So I actually had to drive to Houston, find 10 families, bring them back to Baton Rouge, and then take the mothers and the husbands who were actually Guard members to serve. So I did a month in search and rescue and 3 months of ICU, and that's where my conversion starts. Unfortunately, I didn't have the benefit of being raised in a Republican family. I was raised a Democrat.
See, I didn't know your story, but I think for all of us, it's humanizing it. How you get to the point of this powerful speech that goes worldwide and wakes up so many people. I just knew it would be very interesting.
Yes, it's a story in and of itself, but I'll give you a fast version of it. I was taking a Black Hawk trip, and as I was taking the Black Hawk trip, we were actually looking for movement. That was our goal. We had to look for any life. It was devastating, and just devastation upon devastation. And I remember looking at the east side of New Orleans, and it was all gray, Alex. Everything was gray. So we gave up looking for life, and so we circled back around.
Gray, you mean gray water?
Just gray water, gray houses, you know.
Yeah, no heat and the flare.
Nothing. Nothing was going on. And so we got to the Riverwalk, and I saw the pilot starting to cry. And I looked down, and it's nothing but men and women who look just like me. And that's when I knew we had believed a lie. That the government cannot take care of you. It was droves of African Americans with their hands up in America looking for something to be dropped down.
I don't know the story, but let me guess. What color was the pilot?
White.
And my whole point is that we're just all human beings.
That's right.
And the way they play on this, and then even when the military goes out, you know, Obama said a few weeks ago about Louisiana again, he said, be sure, don't be racist, teams that are going in there. I have family that was there as well, who was active duty Army, but actually brought them in on that with the helicopters, and they were there working 18 hours a day.
Oh, yeah.
I had family get really hurt there. And I tell you, it really pisses them off when they're not, when they care about everybody,
yes,
and they're being told they're racist, even as they're saving people. So, I mean, what I get from that is, don't let me put words in your mouth. Are you saying that was another big moment for you to see that?
Yes, that was a shocking moment for me. And the amazing thing is that we circled back around to the east side later on that day because you had to do footwork as well as air. So we went through the homes, you know, making the marks on the walls and whatnot. And in the rubbish of a house, I found a book called Up From Slavery by Booker T. Washington. And so I took that book, washed it off, and I had a small little tent where our area was. And at night, I would read that book, and it changed my life. Booker T. Washington was an entrepreneur. He was an education advocate. He started his own university. It would be no Tuskegee Airmen if it wasn't for this guy. It would be no Tuskegee University if it wasn't for this guy. But I saw his story literally from, he went from dirt floors to marble. And he gave one of the most powerful speeches, the Atlanta Compromise, I'd ever heard in my life.
And by the way, I mean, I just have to know this history for those that don't. And I'm not defending segregation. It was horrible, but we replaced one evil with another. It was his model and system that made black communities in many areas wealthier in the white areas, which created the institutional racism even more, and they started pushing massive class warfare between poor whites and poor blacks, and that's when LBJ and all them came in with, we're going to get the men out of the house, we're going to break these communities down, because blacks just said, okay, you're going to suppress us, we're going to create our own community.
That's right.
And so they got rid of, see, I didn't even know this, you knew all this, because almost no one knows this, I'm trying to explain to people, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So if Americans, period, would do what Booker T. Washington did, we'll explain it to people then.
Yeah, so Booker T. Washington, like I said, advocate for education. He could not get what I would call racist whites to invest at all into.
So just do it yourself.
So he did it himself, and he went out and he got investors, Republican investors, which is exactly what I'm advocating now. I don't like for us to go around making excuses, but they.
I mean, the Republican Party that founded the KKK. Oh, it's the Democrats. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Those are the Democrats. And it's amazing. I love the fact that you're knowledgeable of this history. And I tried to give a brief history at the Trump rally. And
my family in Texas, on my dad's side, were Republicans and went through a lot of crap over it. Wow. In fact, I never told the stories on air because it's over the top. But you imagine East Texas being Republicans in the 40s and 50s and 60s. It was not a very...
I can only imagine.
Yeah.
I can only imagine.
But I'm a racist as well.
Anyways. Yeah, why are you having me on the show?
Exactly. No, but I mean, it just shows how those that don't know history don't repeat it. The public, period, doesn't know history.
No.
Please continue with your story.
And that was my conversion between that experience, Katrina, obviously, and the book, seeing a black man who had no, it was unapologetic for being a Republican, changed my entire life and my whole view of how I needed to advance my life. It was then I realized that I need to start getting active, and ushers in why I'm now an advocate for the Republican Party of Texas. I'm a proud advocate. I would not have I not made changes then and changed my idea of what success was, what knowledge was, what education was, and how to run my political life. I would have never had the opportunity to be able to give a speech at a Trump rally to ignite fire in millions of people. But more importantly, I'm on a show that touches millions because of you. And we have a common heart.
Well, that's what Trump does, is whether it's myself or you, he gives a voice to other people that have important information, and then he's helping magnify a whole new group of people.
That's right.
To truly create real diversity of ideas and thought.
That's right.
And really not have teleprompters, but come together.
That's
just
right.
Get real. Because our country's in trouble.
Oh, yeah. And you have the energy of John Brown. I love it because I'm not sure if your listeners know who John Brown is, but John Brown was good friends with Frederick Douglass. He was a powerful abolitionist, powerful advocate, who wanted to basically end slavery at all costs to the point he got militia to do it. He was going to overtake the entire government.
Kill him,
yeah. But he wanted to, white racists wound up hanging this guy for even trying to do this. But I think, I'll pray to God they never hang you, but I think the fire that you have is reminiscent of those days, and I think that's what's coming. I think there's going to be a second reconstruction, and I think it's going to happen through people who get galvanized and ignite a fire underneath their bellies to start doing something.
Yeah, the Democrats are playing total race card, going right back to their KKK roots. I mean, I'm not just demonizing them. They deserve it. I mean, Julian Assange is a real liberal. He says Hillary Clinton is a demon.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession and the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with the Gold Silver Group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-421-3432 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-421-3432. 800-421-3432.
Ooh, Lordy, trouble so hard. Ooh, Lordy, trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know.
R.W. Bray from Louisiana. I'm from right here in Texas. I'm family in East Texas, which is basically Louisiana. And we were talking earlier about wild stuff that we even told people they wouldn't believe it unless you've lived in the South. About the Democratic Party, and just if all the stupid liberals knew what we knew, This is only a six-minute segment, long segment coming up. We'll give out the number and take calls. Let's get into those brush fires you've been setting with the Trump campaign. And preach if you want. Take over.
Yes. We've been tearing them up, Alex. We spent a lot of time in Texas dispelling the myths and lifting the veil. One of the things that we've done is, you know, Republican Party has kind of tried to take an approach where they would do outreach. Well, we changed that. We changed the language of outreach to engagement. And we figured the Democrat Party is going to integrate themselves into our communities, then the Republican Party is going to integrate themselves back into the black community. And that's exactly what we did. And so we teamed up and collaborated with different organizations, from Black Chamber of Commerce, who are pushing entrepreneur programs, to IPEAT, which is a faith-based program. It's all about taking underprivileged men and women in the 3 to 4 and the 5th wards of Houston, which is predominantly black, and lifting them up, giving them jobs, economically independent, hooking them up with their civic presidents to become civically involved, and teaching them the importance of integrity and standing up as men so they don't return back to the prisons. So we're actually in the communities that we once were trying to preach from afar. We're out in the streets preaching, and I think it's changing the rhetoric and the language of what people think of Republicanism. So we actively are rebranding Republicanism.
Is it right to say that the black community, after 8 years of neglect from Obama, unemployment rate almost doubling for black Americans, that they're ready for the wake-up call? Because that's what we see in the streets. But then I see the news, you know, spinning it, that African Americans don't like Trump, but the numbers even show that record numbers do.
You're absolutely right. I cannot tell you how many phone calls I've received since that speech. People have found my number somehow, and they are emailing, they are texting, they are calling me on Facebook, sending messages, and most of these individuals are blacks. And these are African Americans who are sick of the system. You have so many. Gay is not the new black, number one, and that's something that I get across a lot. They'll say, hey, we don't have anything against the lesbian community or the gay community, but we don't think it's the same plight. So what do we need to do? Well, you're in the party that is not going to preach that. BLM just received over 100, I think it was 100 million from Ford. And so they're going to try and push 100 million to press Black Lives Matter. And one of the things on their initiatives that have nothing to do with black lives. Black lives has nothing to do with...
It's creating victimology with a string so they can make everybody dance. They're puppet strings where you're a victim, we're the people you trust. By the way, we're going to double your unemployment.
Oh, yeah, at the same time.
I mean,
yeah.
That's all they're doing. They're just creating the identity isn't who you are individually, or going out and you know, doing all these great innovations. And that's what I go back to with what happened with... It's not that the oppression was good, but that which doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. People say, what are you doing endorsing, you know, slavery or segregation? No. My point is, like special forces, you know, people being pressured to get better, it made people innovate where so many of the famous inventions... were created by people with no education that were African because they absolutely had to survive.
That's right.
And then you see, quote, government-free handouts creating devastation.
That's right. And liberals have a way of insidiously doing that. I mean, you think about it. The top Democrat states in America are led by white liberals. There's only, if you take the top 12 states that typically vote blue, there's only one black Democrat. So basically, yeah, we want you 94% vote, but you can't lead our party. The DNC, 94% African Americans are voting black, but the DNC is a white liberal. And so that's just like the plantation mindset. They know how to set the crops up to harvest later. And for them, the blacks are the slaves that offer them the votes they need in order to stay in office.
Well, I'll say this, because they're going to screw over the Hispanics as well. They want cheap labor and a new, you know, permanent underclass. But right now they're going, oh, my God, blacks are waking up.
That's
you better
right.
Switch over to Hispanics, and that's why you've seen such a total abandonment.
That's right. And the sad thing is that African Americans in those areas don't see the importance and the power of their vote. No one party should have a monopoly over the black vote. People want it. They need to earn it. And the African Americans have given their vote over to Democrats, and they've lost their power.
Let's talk about Trump. We're going to break in a minute. But what's your, like, in-person meeting, what's your impression?
He's just like you, truly. He's a guy who says what he thinks, he gives it to you straight, no chaser. You got to appreciate being a man like that. Doesn't matter. You know, we've gone to this PC world where you just can't say anything that's really on your mind. Well, that's not the way you
keep right.
things moving.
Well, they claim that, you know, we want to get rid of this establishment, and Congress has a 9% approval rating, and the media has a 6%. And then here's the whole thing we hate. The whole system that we say we don't want is having conniption fits over Donald Trump. People are insane if they don't. I mean, it's like you said, what do you have to lose? You're getting screwed over. I'm going to make better deals. Guaranteed. It's guaranteed. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession and the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with the Gold Silver Group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-421-3432 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-421-3432. 800-421-3432.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
R.W. Bray, rwbray.com, just rwbray.com. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I'm not going to belabor this. If you want to support the broadcast, support local affiliates, become a sponsor of those local stations, spread the word, paint Infowars.com the side of your barn, put up a billboard, buy the products, great nutraceuticals like Selenium that we just came out with. It's from the mustard seed, the best bioavailable form out there. It's using all electrochemical activity in the body to get all the toxins out of the cells. You name it, you die without it. People are massively, massively, I'm going to take some right now. Massively not getting enough selenium out there. Do your own research. Look into what selenium does. Cancer rates, you name it. It is truly a game changer. And it fuses with iodine, but nobody's got the proper type of iodine. We have the only true nation iodine from our research that's out there. It's from a deep earth source, not from seaweed. The stuff we have would eat through three layers of steel building like in the movie Alien. I mean, that's how powerful the good halogen is. But then through a special patented Russian technique, I guess we are now Russian agents. I guess that's a Russian connection. The media's got it. It is then injected into organic palm oil and then is no longer stuff that leaks through steel girders. And I'm just documenting for you how powerful this halogen is. It's in the same family as fluoride, chlorine, all the garbage that just inundates our environment. And you take selenium, you take this, you take enough vitamin C. We don't sell that because there's so many good sources of it out there naturally. They all work in synergy. But if you don't have one of these, you die. And deficiencies in it are just record level. Record level. Your cells don't have this. They start malfunctioning. They start mutating. There's a name for that. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And we also have Hillary for Prison shirts at cost, because I just want to see 100,000 of these are already out there. It's already sending shockwaves. It's all over the news constantly. It's one of the most searched terms this year on the Internet. And we started it. You started it. You bought the shirts. You got them out there. You did the work. I had the idea. But it all goes together like a horse and carriage. And we have the Support the InfoWar. You can click and get it for $19.95 at full price if you want, where we make $10 to fund things, or $9.95 shipping included. $5 for the shirt, $5 to ship it on average. So choose $19.95 if you want to help us, or doesn't matter, you're helping us getting it at $9.95. We're all helping each other. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com is nutraceuticals. 20% off our great vitamin mineral fusion fruit punch. From our research, again, this is the, because I always say that because there might be something better out there. If there is, we're gonna go out and private label it. This is the best game-changing multivitamin mineral system for full absorption, or the highest level of absorption for you and your family, just like our methylcobalamin Secret 12 is nutraceutical grade, you know, pharmacy grade vitamin B12. It's the same stuff people inject. Don't inject this. It's for under the tongue. If you want to inject it, it's even more absorbable. Go get it from a doctor. But minus that, and let me tell you, injectable from a doctor is like way up here. Our stuff's down here, but everything else is way down here. I mean, you don't absorb basically any of the synthetic trash that's out there. Put it under your tongue, hold it for a minute, and you're going to get closer to an injection. Not as good, just going to be honest with you, but it is a game changer. I sit around with top scientists, developers, chemists, and I say, what are game changers missing links? There's a ton of them because most nutraceutical companies will put $10 into marketing, $2 into what's in it, and then sell it for $100. We don't do that. We have 100% markup on average. The average is 7 times the markup. No, I'm going to put quality in the bottle, do 100% markup, fund our operation, have all the big health sites go crazy over what we're doing, dominate the market, and have all these people buying our products that aren't even listeners now. But we're getting a lot of listeners from people getting the products because they're that good. I went out and found the top 3 developers of nutraceuticals in the country, and I did deals with all 3 of them. The group's just one of them. The others are too scared to come on air from big companies, even bigger than the group. I mean, some of these companies are supplying like a third of the stuff at Whole Foods, just so you know. And so that's why our stuff is so good. And plus, it's got to be bulletproof with the government coming after us, how they harass supplement makers. I want it to be great quality for everybody. I want you to come back. I want you to get a good deal. I want to be treated like I treat other people. It's like revolutionary. No, that's what built America, folks. All I'm doing is just like he did, going back and reading history books by people that actually built this country, like Booker T. Washington and others. It goes on and on and on. And the innovation of hybrid crops and modern developments came from people that were oppressed in this country, black Americans. And again, I'm not pushing oppression. The point is, open oppression makes you stronger. You should smash it. But what we're being killed by is all this largesse, how easy everything's gotten, and then not being aware. Now, I want to take phone calls, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, R.W. Bray, rwbray.com. He is the Black Engagement Director of the Republican Party of Texas. He's a military veteran and a patriot, and we appreciate him being, he's currently a master sergeant serving his first sergeant guardsman and proud veterans advocate in Houston, Texas. And a lot of other community stuff for children, you name it, the MLK Association, vice chair of Texas. I'm going to stop right there. That's another thing. MLK, a Republican. It goes on and on. But give us your greatest hits. I mean, what's really powerful, what folks need to know, sir, and what Trump needs to do to win, what we need to do to win.
strategically, I think Trump needs to make sure that he has advocates and surrogates in North Carolina, Wisconsin, PA, Michigan. Reason why is because, number one, that's the Rust Belt. Number two, places like Ohio, we have a significant black population who are waiting for an answer. Their neighborhoods are being torn apart by bitter rivalries, whether that's through gangs or whether that's just a simple fact that people are living in poverty, they are fed up, and they are overreacting and reacting by killing their own. That is a consequence of the Democrat lead. Think about this, Alex. 50 council members in Chicago, 49 of which are Democrat. One Republican. And you look across the nation, wherever there's Democrats in lead, in leadership, there is a failing municipality. And that's because there is some ideology.
Because they're satanic.
I would agree.
Sorry.
I agree. But there are some ideologies that work, and there's some that don't. The thing about Republican ideologies is that they are timeless, traditional. They've always worked. They always will, provided we remember. And the fact of the matter of fact is that humans often have a bad habit of losing memory.
I agree. Those that don't know history didn't repeat it. Please continue.
Yeah. Well, one of the ways that we're jabbing at this thing, and I gotta say this, I really love your Hillary shirt. I have a good friend of mine, Carl Maniola, came to the Trump rally with me. We almost got kicked out because they didn't read the thing. But when they finally read it.
No, it's a great conversation starter, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. They finally read it and they allowed him to come in. But I think that agitating the current status quo, like your shirt, it agitates people. We need to continue to agitate people verbally, though, and that's the problem. There aren't enough black surrogates. If Trump wants to make a dent.
Well, exactly. In fact, that shows how sophisticated you are, because I barely even realized it when I did it. I always have the idea, and then I see the thinking behind it later. It's like my brain just knows. I wanted it to cause debates.
That's right.
And cause discussions.
That's right.
And say Hillary for prison. That's our campaign.
Yes.
And then it's really caught on. But please continue.
Well, that's what Frederick Douglass stood for. Frederick Douglass, the very first father of the civil rights movement, stood for three things. He's number one, he stood for economic independence. Number two, social and business collaboration. And number
three. Let's put Frederick Douglass on screen. That guy, he'd be a movie star today. I mean, that guy just looks so cool.
Sorry, yes, yes. And number three, his last one was agitation. Agitation. One of the last things that he said in his last speech, a young black man at a university asked him, as a young black man, what should I be doing? He says, agitate, agitate, agitate. And what I see in InfoWars, what I see in people like Trump and yourself and others that I come across the nation is that we are ready. Political agitation has moved the needle.
Yeah, what you're saying is we're not trying to play in the corrupt system. We're changing it. We're not trying to play by their rules and go along with it. We're expanding the entire paradigm.
That's right. And what better place to start than Texas? The RPT is doing powerful things. We're going to areas that no other state is going. We're getting calls that no other state is calling. And when you think about that,
they rewrote Ron Paul's district over and over again. They kept rewriting it for Democrats and black areas, thinking, and then he won by even bigger landslides.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Because people go meet him. He's just a sweet, loving doctor that had been, like, you know, volunteering 3 days a week for decades.
Yes.
At poor hospitals.
That's right.
And this is a guy who literally would volunteer 2-3 days a week at poor hospitals.
That's right.
Because he for no money.
That's right.
Because he believed in it. And of course, he's racist Ron Paul, though.
Well, most people believe that common sense isn't common these days, but the truth is that it is. People know common sense when they see it. They see earnestness. They see a man with a correct heart. They see a person who has passion, and they will gravitate toward it. If Trump continues to make sure that he goes into these black neighborhoods, regardless of whatever the media is saying, continue to go, because I'm in those black neighborhoods.
He's been doing it.
Yeah, and they like it. They like the fact that finally someone is coming into those neighborhoods and talking, and that's how we're going to
Meanwhile, Obama vacations like 100 days a year and doesn't even care about Louisiana and gets away with it. I mean, I'm not defending Bush. He had some problems big time. But some problems with Katrina response. At least he responded. They don't even show up. Hillary doesn't even care. It's like.
Well, I had a show on Lifting the Veil until the liberals got mad. It was in Houston, and they killed this show. It was called Lifting the Veil off of Booker T. Washington. Wasn't
on local radio?
Over radio.
Oh yeah, they kill shows.
Oh yeah,
they. Oh, we get knocked off all the time. They'll come and say $300,000, take him off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're good at it. But one thing that really I touched home was that if Obama really cared for African Americans, or the current administration, period, We had one opportunity to get a Supreme Court judge, and a Latino was appointed. We had another one, and the LGBT was appointed. Even his third choice that he tried to come was not a black person. So a lot of people in the black neighborhoods are starting to see that this guy never was going to make our lives better. And the truth is that you can't depend on the government to make your life better. Only you can do that.
Plus, to use the analogy, I mean, it's being pimped. I already got you. I don't need you.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, hey, boom.
It's a given. It's about time that we start listening to our ancestors. X talked about not trusting liberals. One of the greatest quotes he ever said was, keep in mind that a Dixiecrat is nothing more than a Democrat in disguise. He talked about the fact that one party we had been invested in has abandoned us. It was a racist from the beginning, and it will always be racist. MLK warned us of not judging men by his color and not his content. You got blacks who won't join the Republican Party simply because there's a lot of white people in it.
And let's explain. It creates a self-fulfilling prophecy where they say the Tea Party's racist, and so then minorities who are majorities in this area don't go. And what the real racism is the media pushing that, but then what's happening on the Trump phenomenon, I want you to speak to this because it's documented. Black Americans, Hispanic Americans, others are going, and they're absolutely being appreciated by everybody, and they're like, wow, this is incredible, and people are coming together. It's very cathartic. I see people crying.
That's right.
I mean, this is crazy. So again, they create the perception, which makes it the reality.
Oh, yeah. We have modern-day abolitionists right now. People who brave people of different colors going to those neighborhoods saying, come with me to this. Come with me to see Hillary's America. Come with me to watch this. And they're learning that there was a black woman who was at the Trump rally who was brought by two white friends. And she was right up front. I thought that was amazing. So there are modern day abolitionists. But more importantly, I believe this is the rebirth of a second reconstruction. W.E. Du Bois even said that he wished that the reconstruction had finished its mark. It never finished what it was supposed to do. Now it has an opportunity to do that. Republicans need to wake up and know.
Well, they got hijacked by a lot of corruption when Lincoln got killed.
Well, obviously, yeah. You cut off the head of the snake, right?
Yeah. All I know is I don't know how Trump gets blamed for being in the KKK when 20 years ago and 10 years ago, he decried David Duke. And then meanwhile, Hillary's like kissing all over Robert Byrd, the KKK wizard. I mean, it's just you can't make this up. I mean, it's just...
No. And I think another thing is just to add something to it. The black community has finally woke up to Margaret Sanger and her lies. You know, we have a population that is declining in the black neighborhood. When you consider 120 years ago, black population made up 30, we're at 12-13% now. So over a century and a half, we only make up 13%.
Oh, I know. That's the fundamental where I'm told you're racist because you don't want Black Lives Matter and George Soros trying to turn black people into racists. So that, in fact, there was a big study out last week. I meant to cover it. I didn't get into it. Major university study. Can you guys pull it up? Diversity programs actually make things less diverse and hurt minority communities. Absolutely.
Yes.
You turn Hispanics and black people into basically KKK versions for minority groups, mm-hmm. hopping up and down. Truly real progressive business owners, I don't care what color they are, don't want trouble.
That's right.
They're just, all of a sudden, they're not racist. They're scared. And people are looking like chips. I mean, the worst thing about spoiled kids, and we've all got them,
mm-hmm.
you know, nowadays in this society, is that they always think there's a chip on their shoulder and you did something to them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of maturity is getting past having a chip on your shoulder. And they're just trying to install chips on people's shoulders.
Yes.
Like it's a degree or something.
Yes.
When all it is an anchor around your neck.
And speaking of anchors, the anchor institutions, black anchor institutions like NAACP are now fighting against charter schools and academies. P. Diddy actually just created a charter school in New York. The NAACP is going to be trying to fight to kill it. Nationwide, it is now mandated.
And good for P. Diddy.
Yeah,
I'm going to help people that want to get out of this hell.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And if they don't know how to teach our children, then why not get a retired superintendent, retired teachers in the area, and create a charter school and teach those kids in a way that the liberal whites are failing? Why is that bad? The truth is that the Democrat Party wants to corral African Americans and minorities into one area so they can control them.
Absolutely. I want to go to Tony and Carl and Mike and Alex and Dave and others. We've only got 5 minutes in the next segment, and then 5 minutes more before the next hour starts. And who do we have taking over today in the fourth hour? David Knight will always be doing a great job. So much to cover. They're launching massive censorship initiatives that Drudge is covering, drudgeport.com. YouTube's new terms of service just says if you're an extremist, we're going to take your monetization away. That's economic gulags. Okay, that's what Hitler and the ghettos. I mean, this is a major move. It's a Chinese social credit model, and Drudge is covering all that. Paul Watson's article. But let's take a phone call before we go to break. Like, I just can't help it. I'm going to skip this network break, even though it costs us like $5,000. I'm doing it because I need to just have more time here. So callers realize that. Let's go ahead and talk to Tony. He says he's an NBC whistleblower. I was calling for whistleblowers a few days ago, and some called in to talk about the atmosphere with this unified press environment, which Assange is just like, this is like totalitarianism. This is the unified BS. Really shameful, quite frankly, and frightening. Tony, go ahead.
Hey, thank you, Alex. Been a long listener since about 2009. And, you know, back since 9/11, I started to realize that something wasn't right. So I've seen the documentary, what was it called, Loose Change, and I started to see things. And as I worked in the news, you know, I just felt like a lot of these stories weren't given both sides. So as I became producer on a weekend newscast and the anchor, you know, I started adding little bits to the story and giving my sources, and then we had high ratings. I mean, it was incredible to the point where they didn't know why. So the viewers started emailing in, and then they were like, you know, he's got this information. So I get called in the office, and they say, hey, you need to stop putting this stuff into the stories because, you know, it's not approved by NBC. And I'm like, well, it's, you know, we have to share both sides of this story. So I think it's good journalism. Isn't that what we studied? They're like, no, it's coming from NBC. You just put it in the way it is. Don't change it. And I said, okay. I said, but, you know, we're going to lose ratings. I mean, you need to look at that. I mean, people love this information. Look, you're just being told, don't do it. All right. So not
absolutely.
Too long.
Absolutely. I mean, I want to hear the rest of your story. But for folks that don't know, local so-called news, and I want to change this while we're launching a TV system. I've been so busy fighting other fights, I haven't quite got that launch yet, but it's happening, folks. And it always, you know, good times seems to be in God's plan. But everybody should just put out their own news. It's inexpensive now to do it compared to what it was, so that stations, UHF, VHF, cable, have a choice and don't just spew, because it comes down in talking points. They load the teleprompter. It looks like your local trusted news person that's more trusted than national. Let's say 50% trusted local versus 6% national. But really, your local person is really a national repeater. And so you're witnessing people want both sides, or three or four sides. They want it. It makes your ratings go up. But the media is still willing to kill itself to be able to maintain the political control, because they're not in the business of making money at the news level. They're in the business of making money for the larger global agenda and massive trillion-dollar banker bailouts. But finish the rest of the story. I apologize.
That's okay. No, and then, you know, the funny thing is I heard one of your other callers yesterday talking about, you know, you're trying to bring stories to the newsroom. You know, people just, you know, they look at you like you're crazy, like, you know, you're one of those nuts. And I said, no, I said, look, here's information, here's documentation, this is important stuff. So they're like, then you get labeled. But then you're kind of labeled in the newsroom, and you're kind of an outcast. So they thought the best way to, you know, help me not put out the message was to put me on a morning show and make it fun. Yeah, he's got a good personality, you know.
Sir, that's a handbook. When they walked in at Shamrock Communications, I had the number one show in talk radio, period, in Austin. After 3 years on air, I'm 25 years old. I'm making them tons of money. And they said, you're going to do an entertainment show now in the morning, or we're going to fire you. And I said, I can't stop it. 6 weeks later, they fired me with pleasure. And they said, because you're talking bad about Bill Clinton. Now, I'd already started my other show, so it didn't matter. But I have experience where you're going to do entertainment now, buddy. Do you understand? Or next, you're fired. Please continue.
So then it was right around the time the NDAA was signed, and it was in the newscast, which I didn't produce. You know, I could only add the promos and the teases. And then I figured, well, since I can't really put it in the scripts, well, here's an opportunity. We're going to go to a two-shot. They go to the two-shot and say, hey, you know, a lot of folks don't really know what that stands for, what those acronyms mean. And then I explained a little bit about it. And then she just kind of looked at me, my co-anchor, and just, I don't know, you're getting information. I'm like, well, it's out there. Here's a copy of it.
That's how brainwashed. They don't even want you to say National Defense Authorization Act. Like exactly. Having info is now like evil. Oh, he's informed. You're not allowed to. NBC from New York sends it, and we just say it. He's talking on his own. We can't have that. It's programming, folks. Teleprompters down to us.
That's right.
And when Trump, you know, is forced to use one because it's his actual speech, that's fine. But when he's attacking it, he's saying, look, it's script written. It's coming down to them. So let me guess. What happened next?
Well, you know, I was no longer in the circle. and I was kind of an outcast. And I could just feel the pressure from beneath me, because when you make your way to that position, there's everybody on the bottom just gunning it just to put you out or to get you off. So I was no longer invited to the parties, and, you know, I'd leave the newsroom, and I'd come back.
Yeah, first they ostracize, then they dehumanize you, because they don't want to actually fire their friend. They have to learn to hate you first, because they're cowards, number one. So how did it end?
Well, it was about just, you know, a couple of months into my second year, they decided to let me go. I was kind of having some health issues, so I went to the doctor. And, you know, I almost passed out. So they were giving me checks and everything. They say, hey, look, don't go to work. And they figure, well, maybe the morning show isn't for you. It's too early. So I presented that to my bosses, and they delayed me coming back. And then before you know it, I get a letter saying I'm gone. And, you know, there's like 30 reasons why you could be let go. Like if you're a kid and you're suspended from school, you're suspended because you bit or you spit on somebody. But in this case, it was a general term for like, just general, you know, misconduct.
Got it. Well, listen, brother, I got to jump. And thank you for your testimony. We want to get more of those testimonies. God bless you, Tony, because that's what goes on behind the scenes. Where they're, we had newspaper reporters on about this, and they're just like, yeah, we all get in the room, and they go, we're going to lie about Trump, just make stuff up. Everybody go get him. I mean, they don't even, Assange, who's a real liberal, you know, like a really person I respect, yeah, actually is a liberal, not a, you know, KKK person masquerading as a liberal. He's like, this press climate, we're all in danger. Hillary is a monster. I mean, it's like, why is the, it's so shameful to see this level of control. And they're only destroying themselves in the process.
Yeah, and the foundation is an example of how corruption just breeds more corruption. You would think you're the third most important person in America, and you still want to be more corrupt. You have no reason to be corrupt. But it's so much more out there to that, and I think, as far as the black population and minorities, period, I think they see that, and I think that they don't want to vote for a crook, and they'll probably vote for Donald Trump.
Well, sure, and he's, a lot of polls he's way ahead, but those are the scientific polls, the big fake ones they put out, where they had 15% more.
Come on,
Reuters admits they had 15% more Democrats in the poll, and then Hillary's winning by 15 points.
No,
I mean, you know, it's like they, but because they put the methodology out, it's like it's okay. Oh, we stacked the deck. We admit we do, so it's all right.
Mm-hmm.
What?
No, it's not a true. And you, only if you know that the true vision is looking at it under undoctrinated lenses, as if you're on the ground. And I'm on the ground, brother. And I'm in the hood, no mistaking. And these individuals are walking around talking about I'm going to vote for Trump. And it has very little to do with what it is that they can get from him. It's what it is they've been waiting for. They've been waiting for a change and a growth. They didn't get that from the previous administration. And they feel abandoned by the current administration. And so they're going to do whatever they can to take
That's what out. I'm seeing on the streets. I mean, I would say half the black people I talk to say they like Trump, but they're almost embarrassed. Like, well, Alex, I can tell you, but you know, my neighbors don't like it. And so yes. I think if people just get past this fear and come out of the closet.
That's right. That's right. And I talked about that, you know, in the speech. And I'm hoping that Donald Trump will bring more black surrogates at these rallies so that you can dispel the myth that blacks aren't coming out. And I'm not talking about like entertainment, you know, Alex. I'm talking about giving a real speech to people. That's what the kind of surrogate he needs out there right now.
Absolutely. He needs to absolutely hammer the daylights out of the globalist. Well, so the problem is a lot of times he does. The media just doesn't cover it.
Yeah.
So we have to get the videos. We have to get the raw stuff. Right. We have to put it out like Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and DrudgeReport.com are doing. And that's why they say they want to censor Trump. You know, I mean, they have these fake debate coming up where he's back-to-back with Hillary, but then he doesn't get to ask her questions. That's not a debate.
No. She's been quiet with over 260 days now.
Listen, I really believe she's got serious health problems. And the word is brain tumor. The brain tumor was removed back in 2012, and then it's growing back. So that's why she is not looking too hot. That's the word, brain tumor. We'll be back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Right with Jesus.